The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf is being studied in Mishpat Avraham ben Estevel ben Moshe ben Nuna. Uwa Hashem tenihem began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf at Kuf Zayin Amud Bet. And we are beginning from the words Tenan Hatam. It's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the bottom. Last two words on the line. The Gemara is actually quoting a Mishnah that is in Masechet Shekalim. Tenan Hatam. There's a Mishnah over there. Shisha Lindaba. Six are for Nedaba. What does that mean? In the Beit HaMikdash, they had boxes. Those boxes were called Kupot. The purpose of the boxes was to put different stakot, different monies, went into the different boxes. There were 13 altogether, as I said. They were earmarked for different functions. So the Gemara today is going to talk about six of them. Six of them, the Gemara says, Lindaba. They were Nedabot. They weren't for mandatory items, but they were for voluntary items. Let's read the Rashi. Rashi's in the center, a little above the center. Shishal Lindaba. Yud Gimal Shofarot Ayu Bamigdash. It calls the boxes Shofarot, because they were in the shape of a Shofar. Shiv'a Mehen Mefurashin Man Notnim Bahim. Seven out of the 13, it's clear what they put in those seven boxes. Teklin Hatin, V'teklin Atikim, Teklin Shekalim. Everybody used to collect Mahasita Shekel. Where did they store the Mahasita Shekel? In the box. In one of the boxes was a Mahasita Shekel box. Teklin is Shekalim, Teklin Hatin, new Shekalim. Hatin is Hadat, is new. And Teklin Atikim, and last year's Shekel, the old one, the leftovers from last year. Kinin, that's the money that goes towards the birds. People have to bring birds sometimes as a korban. V'gozle ola. This is a different type of bird that's brought for korban ola. V'aitzim. Money to use to buy wood. Ulbona. Money to buy lebona, which is the frankincense for the menachot. V'zahav lekaporet. And also whenever they needed to buy gold in order to plate the kaporet, had a special box over there, the money was earmarked for those seven items. But now the machloka of today's gemara, which is the thrust of it, what did they do with the other six? What are they for? Rashi says, "Hare shiv'ah, v'shisha mehen lindaba." Period. Bahen hayu notim hamotarot. Sometimes a person would, and just an example, would earmark money for a korban. $50. I'm buying a korban. The price went down now, and it only cost $45. But he earmarked $50 for a korban. So that's $5 extra. It's called motarot. It's motar. It's extra. That money would go in one of these boxes. For example, that's motah. Now, what did they do with that money that was in the nidavot boxes? So Rashi writes, "Dehu kayitza mizbayah." That was just to keep fueling the mizbayah, a gift to the mizbayah. That means sometimes the Beit HaMikdash had a slow day, and the mizbayah was empty. We never want the mizbayah to be empty, so we would go to those six boxes, take the money, and buy korbanot ola just to keep the mizbayah
active.
As we said, the meat becomes a korban ola, the orot le kohanim. And the orot, the skins go to the kohanim as a regular law of ola. It goes on the mizbeah, and the kohanim benefit from the skins. So the Gemara begins. Keneged me, these six are corresponding what? There's going to be six opinions on this subject. The Gemara is going to go through. The first opinion of the Gemara is Siman. It gives a Siman first. Kamafsha kenaz pesha. That's a mnemonic in order to remember the different names. The first rabbi is going to be Hezkiah. That's the Kof. And the next one is Rabbi Yohanan. Somehow the Mem and the Nun will be interchangeable. Yeah, they did it in a way where you can remember it, but the Nunamik is just as difficult. In any event, we start with the first rabbi. Mitoch is what he said. Amar Hezkiah, let's go to the first rabbi. Hezkiah said, Keneged Shisha Bate Avot HaKohanim Shetekenu Lahem Hachamim Sheyesh Shalom Ze'im Ze. It's corresponding the six Bate Avot. The Kohanim were known to be divided into 24 groups, 24 Mishmarot. Every week another Mishmar would serve in the Beit HaMikdash. However, the whole Mishmar would not serve on any given day. It's too many people. So they would divide the Mishmar into seven groups. Each group was called A, or six groups, which was called A, Bet Av. Because every day another group would serve in the Bet HaMikdash. They would divide the Mishmar into Bate Avot. So it says the reason why they made these six boxes, Keneged, the six Bate Avot of any given week, so they won't come to fight with each other, and they'll have Shalom. What's the fighting? What's the purpose? Look at that shit. Kedei Shiyeh Lahem, Keneged Shishah Bate Avot. Shekol Mishmar, every Mishmar, Jack, look at that shit. Shekol Mishmar.
Thank you.
שכל משמר חלוק לשישה בתי אבות כנגד שישה ימי שבוע. זה עובד יומו וזה עובד יומו, ובשבת כולן שווים. עד שבת everybody works in the Beit HaMikdash, it's all equal. But on the same days they were divided. So those days, each group is called the Bet Av. כדי שיהיה להם שלום זה עם זה. Why? שעורות של בהמות הנקחות מן השופרות היו לכהנים. Now, the skins go to the Kohanim. Anything that you bring is a nedava, so the Kohanim get the skins. So just technically speaking, it's all luck. If your day is on Tuesday, and happy Tuesday was a slow day in the Beit HaMikdash, and therefore they have to use a lot of money from the Shofarot to use Olot, so those Kohanim that day, they score, because they get a lot of skins. Whereas another day, it could be a busy day in the Beit HaMikdash, and the Kohanim are not going to get anything. So therefore you have to figure out how to make a plan, to devise a plan where there's not going to be jealousy amongst the Batei Avot. So that she writes, שמקריבים העולות וחוזמן שאינה מזבח בטל. As long as the Mizbeah is not idle, לא היו לוקחים מן השופרות. You don't have to take from the שופרות. ואם לא היה להם אלא שופר אחד, if they only had one שופר, one box, עתו לאינסויה, they're going to come to fight. Why? דשמה באותו היום של בית אב ראשון או של בית אב שני יביאו נדרים ונדבות הרבה. There's going to be a lot of action in the Beit HaMikdash that day. A lot of people bringing נדרים, a lot of people bringing נדבות. לא ייטול הבית אב מן השופר כלום. And if that בית אב is not going to get anything from the shofar that day. They get the skins of that animal. And if on a busy day in the Beit HaMikdash, they're not going to get the skins of those korbanot. Continue Rashi, ובשאר ימות השבוע של אלו בתי אבות לא מייטו נדרים ונדבות כל כך. And let's say the rest of the week, it's not going to be so busy, where they're not going to make too many נדרים ונדבות, ונמצא אותם בתי אבות מקריבות מן השופר. So where are they going to work from? They're going to be taking money from the shofar in order to keep the מזבח fired up, שלא יהיה מזבח פטל, ואביא עורות שלהם. And now the skins belong to them. ומנסה הנח כמי בעדי הנח. The earlier guys during the week are going to fight with the guys later on. Ve'amri yesh lachem orot. Ve'anu en nanu klum. What's going on over here? You get all the orot. And we don't get nothing? So Rabbi saw this could come to Mahloke now. Ve'im mishum hanach orot shevi yechidim mishmarot shelanu. Now you might come along and say, wait, if the Mizbeach is being fueled, they're getting the skins from the people that are bringing. So it's a win-win. So they're still benefiting. Now that they justify it, as she says, because they say to themselves, "Mishum mazalenu." No. That was our mazal. We had a good mazal that we had that. But this is something that belongs to all of us. They look at the shofar as a public entity for all of them. We don't count our money that we made on that day. That was our day. That's the mazal we got. But how come you're taking more money from the shofar than us? Hilkach titnu shisha. There's six shofarot. שלא ייטול זה משופרו של זה. Nobody takes from each other's shofar, ושהמעות באות נותנן אותן לשישה שופרות. Which means, whenever the money would come, they would divide it equally. So therefore, everybody gets an equal shot. Which means, when they would donate the korban, they would put the money in the shofarot, equally. And therefore, all the motarot, all the extra money would go there. So basically, no one's losing out. Because any time there's going to be a motarot, you share it out, and therefore, even if one day is busy, doesn't matter. Already we got our chelik already. So that was a system where they made six shofarot in order to keep the Kohanim at peace with each other.
I said, the Bet Av will get upset with each other also.
That's what it is. The Bet Av will get upset with each other. That's exactly what Haskia said. Haskia said, the Shetruma Makamishi Kedivishi Shabbat Avot. That's exactly the point. The Bet Av on Monday is going to be angry at the Bet Av on Thursday.
How many mishmarot were there?
24.
So why they're only...
No, each week. Each week. Listen, I'm not angry at your week. It's not my week. I'm not up. But that week, I want an equal division of what's going on. I want equal
specific
division.
Was
correct.
Six.
Each mishmada is six. They added six every week.
Get split.
Get split equally. Nobody could say, oh, you got more action on Monday. I got less action on Tuesday. Hey, you're all equal. Everybody, whatever we get goes into the boxes equally. Okay, that week.
There's some boxes more important than others, surely.
We're going to get to that. Rabbi Yohanan Amar. Rabbi Yohanan says. Second understanding. Mitok shanidava meruba. תקנו להם שופרות מרובין כדי שלא יתאפשו המאות. Since a lot of people are bringing nedavot, so there's a lot of money always going into the box. People are always bringing nedavot, so they're always donating money and it's going into the box, and the kohanim take that money and they bring it on the mizbeah. So the box basically is always full. So they're always taking from the top monies. What happens to the monies on the bottom? They get stale. It seems the olden days, the money was not made out of metal like our money is. It's made out of, earth or something like that, that if it just stagnates there, it'll spoil. So you really need to turn it over. Literally turn it over. So therefore you have six boxes where each money's in a different box to keep keep it breathing. Look at that sheet. Stale money. Because he doesn't even comment on that. That's what it is. Okay, continue. Zaidi Amar, Zaidi says, Keneged. Here we go. Par, Egel, Ayil, Vekeves, Gedi, Vesair. This is corresponding. Keneged, how many korbanot? Six type of korbanot. Which means, let's say a person wants to donate an ola. To donate an ola, and he wants to bring a par. You can bring a lot of things for an ola. So the guy wants to bring a par, so I had a special box. The money for pars go in box number one. Yeah, you donated egel, egel goes in the box number two. So they specified each item for an ola into its own category. You want to donate an ayil? Oh, that's box number three. Put the money in that box. So it was categorized as such. Gemara points out, Rabihi. Remember we learned in this morning's daf that according to Rabbi, if you donated pledged a small animal, for example an egel, you cannot bring a par. Oh, so because if it wasn't Rabbi, then you would not need six boxes. Three boxes would be enough. Just bring the bigger, all these are big and small animals, by the way, that we just listed. Three are big, three are small. If it wasn't Rabbi, just put three boxes for the big animals. And therefore, no matter what the guy donates, you can always take from those three boxes. If the guy donates a big animal, it's the big animal box. And if it's small, small isn't big. So therefore, from the fact that he says you need six boxes, so therefore, it is going like it would be. It would work. If a guy donates
small,
so you can bring big. If you go according to the opinion, it says when you donate small, you can bring big.
The other way around.
I donated big, I'm bringing big.
You put the money in for big.
Now
I take the money out for small.
No, there's no small. There were no small. It's all three big. Instead of bringing six, one big, one small, just bring three bigs.
But the money is designated for a big.
Correct. And I'm bringing a big.
No, you're bringing a small.
No. You're not listening to me. Honest to me. If you would go like the opinion against the B, that says if you donate small, you could bring big, then you would only need three boxes. From the fact that he says you need six boxes, that means you need big and small. That must be going like it be. We didn't know she. We didn't know she. Keneged par. First white line. Ve'eged, ve'ayil, ve'keves, ve'gedi, ve'sa'id. Shemitnadev par le'ola, mevi, ve'notel shofar shishmo par. He donates the money, puts his money in the par box. Ve'mane ehad. And each price, by the way, as we learned on today's daf earlier, it fluctuates based on how much you have to spend for the minimum. ונותן לו שופר ששמו עגל. וכי כולם הקוראים לו כשם ימעות שופר ששמו פר, ויקריב מאותו שופר פרים עד שיחלקו למעות. Which means, they don't bring it that day. You donate a par, okay buddy, take a money, put it in the par sedakah box over there. And over the course of the year, the Kohanim will come and bring that for the Mizbeah. You just have to put it in the box. You're not bringing a Korban that day. You come to visit, I donated a par. Okay, take a dollar or $2, put it in the box over there, we'll handle it. Continue Rashi. The Rabbi, Damar Katan Rabbi Gadolu Yatsa, Ula Ki Abi Shisha. She'en Ola Ba Ela Ma'anik Shisha Behemot. Fourth reason. Bar Peda Amar Keneged HaParim VeHa'elim VeHakevasim VeHaseorim VeHamotarot VeHama'a. Okay. So now let's go through each item. Bar Peda is the most complicated one out of them all, till now. Because each one is a different box in totality. First box is Parim. What's that? We have a law of Pari Anem Davash Sibur. What is that? Sanhedrin made a ruling, you can eat this item over here. Whatever it is. People ate it. Then the Sanhedrin realized they made a mistake. We made a mistake. We allowed the people to eat something that was halal, that wasn't allowed to be eaten. So, and all the people listened to them. So they must bring a par as kapara. So it doesn't have a par. Alem davash sibur, it's called. It doesn't have a bet midas. What happens? It got lost. The animal. Got lost. Now you got to designate another one. Bring it. Of course, what happened? You found the first one. You can't bring it anymore. You brought it already. So what do? You have to redeem it. Let it get a blemish, redeem it, and the money from the redemption goes in a special box called the box of Parim. For this rare case that whatever's going to happen. Look at Rashi now. Now what I just told you is Rashi. Look at the bottom Rashi. Keneged Parim. Shel Hatat Sibur. Hatat, that's brought by the Sibur. She'abdu. What is She'abdu? Got lost. Ve'frish Achirim Tachtehen. And there's designated other ones in their stead. Then they found the first ones. So v'nitku d'ne'aya. So now you have to let the original one graze until it gets a blemish. D'mehem noflim l'shofar arishon. That money goes to the first box. Very good. Next case. That money is used for korbanot for mizbeah. Yeah, back. All the money in the box is used for kites and mizbeah. No, for the mizbeah to keep it flowing. But the point is, they put a special box for that case. What's the second case? Elim. Okay. What is Elim? So there's two types of korbanot. One is called Asham Gezelot. One is called Asham Me'ilot. Same case like before. Guy went and he benefited from Hekdesh. You're not allowed to benefit from Hekdesh. Or he swore in Bedin that I don't owe you the money. And then it was found out that he swore falsely and he really did owe the money. In both cases, he has to be a korban. One is called Asham Me'ilot, and one is called Asham Gezelot. He designated the animal. Of course, what happened in the interim? It got lost. He brought another one instead. They found the original one, graze it, sell it, put the money in the second box. Look at Rashi now, three lines on the bottom. Ve'ha'ilin, Asham Gezelot, Ve'asham Me'ilot, She'abdu. והפריש אחרים תחתיהן, ואחר כך נמסיעו הראשונים, ונתקו לרעייה. דמיהם נופלים לשופר השני, ובאים לנדבת ציבור. Okay, what's the third box for? והכבשים. That's called an אשם נזיר, an אשם מסורע. Different types of אשמות. What is that case over there? These are cases where you have a Nazir, he has to fulfill 30 days of Nazirut, no wine, not becoming Tameh. But the law is, let's say he became Tameh in the interim. He didn't make it for 30 days. So now he has to bring Korbanot, and then he starts again counting 30. That's called an Hashem Nazir. Or you have Hashem Mitzorah, also the Mitzorah, the leper, after he finishes his process of time to become Taor, he has to bring a Korban Hashem. Same story. Designated it, got lost, took a new one, and so on and so forth. Look at that sheet top line.
Do these things really get money?
Probably not so much, because it's a rare case. Yeah. The first case is really rare. Vakim Asim. Look at the top of the sheet. Hashem Nazir, Hashem Mesorah. Habayim Beneshana. Okay, they have something in common, these two Hashams. They both come from an animal that's 1 year old. Shneimar Bahem Keves. Keves Beneshana always. Yinatku L'Ri'ya. Let it be grazed. Demeim L'Shofar Ashelishi. Now, side question. These are Hashams, and we just learned about it. The second box also is Hasham. So why don't you put all the Hashams in one box? Why don't you have a separate box for Hasham Me'ila and Hasham Gezela, and a separate box for Hasham Mitzurah and Hasham Nazir? So she's question. And she says, V'ahacheh, lo me'arev motrehem imotar Gezela o Me'ila. You don't mix them up. Why? Mishum de lo damu. They're not similar. The elu b'nesh shana ve'elu b'nesh tesh shani. That's first of all, different age. Elu b'en l'chaper ve'elu l'achshir. The first ones are coming to atone. These are coming to allow something. To allow the Mitzorah to come back into the camp. To allow the Nazir to start his process over again. So therefore, different types of Hashamot. Fourth box. V'as-se'irim. What's that? I don't know. Take the Sa'ir that's brought on the holidays. Musaf on the holidays. What a Sa'ir. A goat. Same story. They designated it. Got lost. Put another one. First one's let it graze till it gets a blemish. What do you do with the leftover money? In that special box. Look at that. She... That's the idea. After the galim, like we said on the holidays. Mechaperim al tumat mekdash mekadashem. Now you should know, it's not just a regular korban, these hatta'ot that you bring under the galim. Remember, you read in the Torah under the galim. Usir, had, ayim, hatat. For what hatat? Under the galim, it would mechaper for anything that's to do with tumat mekdash. Maybe a kohen went in the Beit HaMikdash betum'ah. Maybe he ate something when he was tameh. So the se'ir that's brought under the galim atones for these items. V'she'en bayit yagel mishvod v'lo mepi ha'shemua. Okay. V'en lanu be'emat tikal l'raya ela elut kifsav tzera ba'in l'chattat yachid en netkul l'raya l'chametot. Okay, fine. What's the fifth box? V'amotarot. Motarot is simple. That's the case I originally told you. You bought a korban or you designated $50 for a korban. All of a sudden they tell you, no, the market dropped, it's only $40. $10, you put it in a special box called motarot, extras. Last one, ma'a is a small coin that was brought with the mahasita shekel. Now I'm going to explain it to you. The sechet shekalim says every guy has to give half a shekel. Not every guy, between 20 and 60, the men, every year they have to give half a shekel. And that money goes to maintain the Beit HaMikdash, mandatory tax. It says, exactly, but it says when they would bring the half a shekel, they had to add a little extra. It was a half a shekel plus, just in case there was maybe the coin is not complete. We don't want Hekdesh to lose out. We don't want Hekdesh to lose. So therefore it's a half or a little extra. Now, let's say you're going to have two people want to little partners on the half a shekel. So you know what? We bring one full shekel. They give the full shekel to the Beit HaMikdash. They say this is for both of us. Now, what's going to happen is they have to make sure that there's a little extra. That little extra that they give is called a kalbon. Now, since it's one coin, so therefore each one is giving a little extra. They don't have to each give extra technically, because the coin itself only loses a certain amount. So therefore, technically, they would only have to give one little extra per the coin. Now, Hekdesh loses out, but because if they each would have gave separately, they get the extra, each guy gets the vig. But now they have two extra vigs. But now that they're paying it as one, so the Hekdesh loses out on that extra vig of the other one. So it says, what do they do with that extra, what do they do with that extra amount? Or that, so they charge, or so I'm sorry, because of that, they would charge people when they bring a partnership, the shekel, something that's called a kalbon. Extra. Kalbon is an extra.
Extra.
To make sure the Beit HaMikdash doesn't do that. Now, the extra you can't use for half a shekel, because it's extra.
Right.
We don't want Beit HaMikdash to do that, the money, but you don't use it for the half a shekel, technically, it's really extra stuff. So it's a special box for that extra vig. That's the ma'a.
The original thing goes with the half a shekel?
Yeah, look at that sheet. Look at the Shiva Ma'a. She tells us the whole story now. Kolbon. It's called the Kolbon. I call that the Vig, or the extra. Shekol Yahid Mevi Ma'asita Shekel Be'achra'a Be'adar. Correct. Everybody brings the Ma'asita Shekel in Adar. That's the time, in Adar, before the fiscal year for the Beit HaMikdash is Nisan. So they bring it a month before. Vim natnu ben shneihem shekel shalem. Well, let's say two guys come along and they give a shekel, they go partners. Notnim kolbon ehad ma'ar ketana b'nei hakra'a. In hakra'a, you're measuring it. She'akshav lo natnu ben shneihem ela hakra'a ehad. Which means, instead of each guy giving a vig, because if you give a shekel, now you're giving one per. The ilu would be kebishpatam, hayu sham shtei hakra'ot. Lefichach notnim kolbon. Therefore, we tell them you have to give a kolbon, which is a little extra, just to satisfy the loss of the Beit HaMikdash. But bottom line, those kolbon, those extra items, are used for kaitza mizbeah. They're put in the last box. So now the Gemara gave us how many opinions so far? We got a lot of opinions here. Why they got six boxes? One is just so we don't have fighting in the Beit HaMikdash amongst the six days. And then you have the other rabbi that we don't want the coins to spoil. And then you have this rabbi over here gave the six different types of korbanot, the big one and the small one. And then this rabbi over here, Bar Peda, came along and said, can they get these six items? So now we want to know, why did each rabbi say what he said and not say what the other rabbi said? Here we go. Kulehu keskiya lo amre. Everybody doesn't say like the first rabbi. Le'insuye lo haishina. We're not worried about kohanim fighting with each other. Because the kohanim look at it, each day is their day. Whatever the mazal of the day is, that's our luck. We got a busy day, we got a less busy day. They're not going to come along and say, listen, it's your luck. You had the day, enjoy it. If it's a busy day or not, they don't believe that that's something that the kohanim are going to come to find. Look at Rashi. Kol had v'had yomei avid ve'im ba'u lo korbanot harbeh. Exactly. If you had a busy day, you have no rights to take from the skins of a different day. They don't like the second opinion either, the other rabbis. They don't suspect that the money is going to spoil. If that's not the reason why you need 6 months. Why? Because if you go like Ze'idi, he makes sense only if he goes like Rabbi. That a B is a da'at yahid. We don't want to go on a da'at yahid against the majority opinion of the Achamim. According to the Achamim, if that was the logic, you only need three boxes. For bigs, not for smalls. So we don't want to say like that, Rabbi Zaidi, because you have to say it only according to a da'at yahid of Rabbi. And according to Bar Pedat, we're also not going to say it. Why? Motarot. Kolehunami motarot. The first thing is, you're telling me you had a special box of motarot for extras. What is extra? You donated money and the price went down, so extra. But you know what? All these are called motarot. Which means if everything in this case is motarot, you have an extra korban now. Let it graze. Take the money. So you tell me, motarot, a special box of motarot. All of these are motarot. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, motarot. One shofar is designated for motor, for extras. So what do you mean you have a special one that's called motarot? That makes sense. They're all motarot. Not only that. And anyway, you don't need a shekalim one. Because the extra goes to shekalim. Doesn't go into a special box. We learned the extra vig, you can't spend for shekel, you've got to go into a box. We all know. The brightness is the Tanya. Lehechan kalbon zeholech. Where does this kalbon, this extra vig that they pay go to? Leshkalim. The very Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Azar omel lindaba. But at least you see, according to Rabbi Meir, it goes to shekalim. So therefore, why would you say something that's subject to a machloket between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Azar? So therefore, Bar Pedat is also rejected from the other rabbis. Now we're going to give a fifth interpretation of what the six shofarot were used for. And it's from Shmuel. Shmuel Amar, Keneged, Motar Hatat, Motar Hashem, Motar Hashem Nazir, Motar Hashem Mesura, Motar Minhat Chote, Umotar Asirita Efa, Shel Kohen Gadol. Yes, somebody's been already. Motar Hatat is the Mehatat, the leftover money. You could say it's the same case. You designated it, it got lost, and therefore let it graze, and so on and so forth. Mutar Hashem, okay, like we said, Hashem Gezelot, Hashem Me'ilot. Mutar Hashem Nazir, good, and Mutar Hashem Mitzurah. he separates Hashem Nazir, Hashem Mesorah. The last rabbi put Hashem Nazir, well, a couple of opinions ago, we said Hashem Nazir was in the same box. He's putting Hashem Nazir, Hashem Mesorah in a separate box. Why? Look at Rashi. Read the Rashi here. כנגד מותר חתן, מותר השם נזיר, מותר השם מסורה. שפיש מאות לאחד מכל אלו ונתורו. Okay, either you designate the money, and then the price went down. Same case. Designate the money, the price went down, so it's extra. נותן לשפרות, והשם סתם, היינו השם גזלו מעילות. לא מערב, המותר דידי בעדי חתן להשם ונזיר, מצורה לא מערב בעדי השם סתם, וזה בין שתי שנים, והשם מסורה, here's the key. The השם מסורה לא מערב בעדי השם נזיר. Why? Hashem Nazir Balakshiro Nziru Tara. Which means this is coming to Makshir the Nazir to start a new round. And you don't sprinkle the blood on that Nazir. Mashaykh, the function of the Hashem Mesorah is to purify him for good, and they sprinkle the blood on his actual thumb and his ear and so on and so forth. Therefore, the way it's brought is different, so therefore we put it in a separate box. Okay. What else? Motar Minhat Hoteh. What's that case? What is Minhat Chote? Look at the top first white line in Ashi. Umotar Minhat Chote. Minhat Chote is a sinner. Sometimes a person makes a sin. He has to bring a Qurban. It's called an Oleh V'Yored. It fluctuates based on his economic ability. If the guy's rich, he brings an animal. If he's poor, so then he brings a bird. If he's very poor, he brings flour. It's called Oleh V'Yored. Oleh, meaning goes up and down based on his economic ability. Oh, so let's say Minhat Chote was the cheapest of the Korbanot. What happens? Rashi. Minhat Chote, Oil Vekri Hatat, it's called Minhat Chote, Torah calls it a Hatat. Azir Motral Nebat Sibur. So if there's leftovers, it goes to the Sibur. You have a law. Just like a Hatat, the leftovers go to the Sibur. So to Minhat Chote, leftovers go to the Sibur. Okay, beautiful. Leftover money. Guy again. He designated $5 for the huh? No, it's only $3. So the $2 for everything goes into the box. What's the fifth box? Or the sixth box? Motar asirita ifashul kohen gadol. Oh, every day the kohen gadol had to bring a special minha in the Beit HaMikdash. It's called minhat habitin of the kohen gadol. It was totally an asirit, a flower. Half it was born in the morning. Half it was born in the afternoon. If there was any leftovers, there was a special box to put that money. Again, what was the money used for in all these boxes? Kayetz HaMizbeach. To buy korbanot ola, to fuel the Mizbeach. That's the opinion of Shmuel. Now we go to the sixth opinion. And that is the last opinion. The Rabbi Oshaya Amar. Rabbi Oshaya said, Keneged. Here we go. Motar Hatat. We know that one already. That's a regular korban Hatat. Motar Asham. That's a regular Asham Gezelot, Asham Me'ilot. Hashem Nazir, separate box. Motar Hashem Mesorah, so far, separate box, no problem. Or Motar Kinin, birds. A lady gives birth. She's Tema'a. After a certain amount of time, depending if she had a boy or a girl, she has to purify herself, bring the Beit HaMikdash. What did she bring? Birds. Same thing, if there's any leftover money from the bird item, goes into a special box. Umotar Minhat Chote. Oh, so Minhat Chote is in there also. So there's no difference between the Moshe and Shmuel, only on Kinim and the Asrit Ha'ifa of the Kohen Gadol. Which means, Shmuel counted one of the six boxes of the Kohen Gadol's Minha. For some reason the Moshe deletes that one and puts in Kinim instead. So Gemara says, "Ushmuel, my tamal lo amar Oshaya." Shmuel, why don't you hold like the Oshaya? Gemara says, "Kinim tana le resha," which means in the Mishnah over there, when it was listing the different boxes, it listed in the Mishnah and Shekalim clearly there was a box for kinim. So therefore, you can't double it up in this. What about specifically these six boxes? So you had a box already for kinim already. So therefore, when we're talking six, you're not going to double it up and make another box. So the Gemara says, "Ve'la boshaya tane, ve'lo tane kinim, ve'at tane boshaya ve'tane kinim," which means that boshaya had the same mishnah that we have, and the Rabbi Oshaya's mishnah also says kinim. So therefore, how can he have it twice? 13, one of the 13 is kinim, and you tell me the one of the six is kinim, you double it up. So the Gemara says, had le kinim, had le motar kinim. One is for the actual birds themselves, and one is for the leftovers. Which when a lady would come bring the korban, she'd have to bring it. She goes to the kohen, here's $20 for what? I will give birth, I want to purify myself. Okay, you got to bring two birds, we'll handle it. Give us $20, put it in the box over there, we'll take care of it. That's for kinim itself. Nothing. They bring it for her. And she goes home that night, she can already eat korban. The second box of kinim is the leftover money. She gave money, $20. By the time she gets to the bit of it, it's down to 15. Okay, so 15 go in the kinim box, and 5 go in the motar kinim box. Very good. Watch. Rabbi Shaya, my tamal lo amar kishmuel. Rabbi Shaya, why didn't you go like Shmuel? Which means, why didn't you count the kohen gadol's mincha? Sabar la kemanda amar motar shlasita pashel kohen gadol yirkav. Detanya motar minhat nedaba motar mincha yirkav. Because he holds the leftovers of the mincha of the kohen gadol does not go in the box. He holds, what do you do with the leftovers of the Kohen Gadol's mincha? You let it spoil.
You say, the last box is the birds itself.
That's it, there's extra flour.
Right.
Correct?
Yeah.
So what do you do with that flour? Instead of redeeming it and putting the money in the box, just let it spoil. So therefore, no box. That's why there's no box. And where do we see it? Because he quoted a braita. This is very key, this braita. It says in the braita, Minhat nedava umotar mincha yirkav. These are two types of menachot. Motar nedava, that's the nedava of the sibur. What does it mean when it says motar mincha? So Rav Moshe Yazdan, motar mincha means the motar mincha of the Kohen Gadol. You're reading into that because it doesn't say the Kohen Gadol in that braita. It just says motar mincha yirkav. So the Gemara says, my ka'amar. What does that braita say? Amar Rav Chisda, achi ka'amar. Motar minhat chote. When the guys bring the minhat chote, nedaba, and motar asirita, if I shall kohen gadol yirkav. So they were talking about two minhat. One of the minhat chote, one of the kohen gadol. Rabba amar, afidu motar sitafa shall kohen gadol name, nedaba. Which means, when it says in the braita de minhat nedaba, it's talking about the kohen gadol's minha, because it can be called a nedaba. You know, it's a mandatory item, but since he's the only one that brings it, and he brings it from his own money, so you can call it a nedaba. So therefore, when it says in the braita minhat nedaba, it means the kohen gadol's. And what? Ela motar lachmet todah yirkav. And when it says motar minha, the second means the motar of the breads of the korban todah. Good. So everybody agrees that the Asrita is in that Braita. It just is in the first part of the Braita or in the second part of the Braita. But it's there, and that's what Rabbi Shaya holds like. And by the way, the Gemara says, this is similar to the Machloket coming up. Ifluta, Motar Asrita Fashil Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Yohanan Amar Nedaba, Rabbi Yazar Amar Yirkav. Okay, very good. It's about what you do with it. One rabbi says, let it spoil. One rabbi says, no. Redeem it, put the money in the box. Nedaba. Good. Metibe, we have a question. Otar shekalin chodin. What's the case over there? Guy's giving money for ma'asit ha-shekel. He designated some money for the ma'asit ha-shekel, whatever it is. All of a sudden he realized, I gave too much. So the extra, the bright that says is chodin. Keep it. It's not kadosh. Umotar asirita efa. Here we go. And the leftovers of asirita efa, that's Kohen Gadol's item. Umotar kinezavin, the birds of Azav. Person that's tamazing birds. Vikinezavot, vikine yuldot, vataot, vashamot motrehem, lindaba. My love motar asrita fashu kohen gadol. Which means when it says in the braita, umotar asrita efa. It doesn't say kohen gadol in there. It just says the leftovers of asrita efa. What's asrita efa? We know that's the kohen gadol's item. And what does it say you do with it? It goes lindaba. What do you mean? You, Rabbi Shia, say you have to let it spoil. But the Braita clearly says that Motar Aslitava, which we're reading into the Braita to mean the Kohen Gadol's item, it says, Go to Nedaba. Question against Rabbi Shia. La Motar Minhat Chote. It's when it says Minhat Aslitava, it's the Minha of a sinner. Not of the Kohen Gadol. But by the way, it also comes from Aslitava. So yes, easy way out. Really, I'll tell you, Minchat of the Kohen Gadol goes to the to spoil Yirkav. And what it says over in the Braita, Minchat Asita Ifa means Minchat Chotem. Last point. Amar Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Yitzhak. Mestabra keman de Amar Motar Asirita Ifa Shul Kohen Gadol Yirkav. Now, let's go with logic. It's logic to say that the leftovers of the Kohen Gadol's Minchat spoil. Don't put it in the box to buy new stuff with it. Because keep in mind, when you buy new stuff with it, comes out that this mincha of a Kohen Gadol, which really was not for kapara, it's not a sinner's korban, can eventually turn into kapara somehow. Because if there's leftovers, the money is going to be used for kapara. So somehow a mincha of a Kohen Gadol, which is really not a khatat, according to the Torah, it's not really for kapara, can't turn into kapara. And the Gemara is going to say that it's not logical to say that. Why? Read. Netanya. It's talking about over here a regular mincha of a sinner. We call that a minhat chotem. Guy made a sin, whatever, doesn't matter what the sin was. He's a poor guy, we tell him bring a korban. It says, lo yisim aleha shemen, to dry mincha. No oil. And do not put any frankincense on it. Because it's a sinner's korban. We don't want to make it pretty. No frankincense, no oil. Ki hatat hi. Because it is a hatat. Now you know right away what the Gemara is going to do. Once it says ki hatat hi, it's applied. This is a hatat as opposed to something else that is not a hatat. So it's Amar Biyuda. He kiruya hatat. Yeah, the hatat is called the hatat. The en acheret kiruya hatat. But there's another mincha that's similar, that's brought by an individual, namely the mincha of the Kohen Gadol, which is the asrita that he brings every day. It's not a hatat. It's different. Therefore, you bring with it lebona, and it also has which is because you. Once you call it a hatat, then it's no lebona. Once you call it a hatat, there's no oil. So it's a hatat, he. This is a hatat that has restrictions. But there's another similar korban that's brought by an individual, but it's not a hatat. Therefore, bring lebona and bring all that stuff. Now, limed al asrit al mashuk gadol she'ena kiruya hatat utuna lebona. Oh, umeena kiruya hatat motra yirkaf. Very good. Once you're saying it's not a hatat, so therefore, no part of it can be for kapara. Not the item itself, and not the leftovers of it. Therefore, what does it make sense to do with the leftovers? Let it spoil. Once already you have a special pasuk to tell me, it's not a hatat. And therefore, so much it's not a hatat, put lebona in it. Put oil in it. Treat it like a regular mincha. Oh good. If it's not a hatat, that means just like this is not coming for kapara, the leftovers also are not going to come for a kapara. Therefore, what should you do with it? Let it spoil. But if you're going to say, put the money in the box, so it's a hatat in there. Somehow it's coming on the Mizbeah for kapara. Completely different. It's not a hatat. Look at that sheet. Four lines to the bottom. Ve'en acheret. Ve'af api shi chova. En akiruya hatat. She'el adin hatat. Shlo yetar lebona. Good. Umede legabel lebona. Let ledin hatat. Yom motan lamed. Let ledin hatat. Which means, what do we do with, I'll say it better. What do we do with the leftover of hatat items? Leftovers of hatat go into the box. This is not called a hatat. It's not called a hatat for the vona. Therefore, it's not called a hatat like a ben notar. Therefore, the leftovers will not go into the box. It'll let it spoil. Next Mishnah. Shor zir ola. Okay. Guy says, I'm bringing this shor for an ola. That's what he said. Vinistaev. Bad luck. It got a blemished, the animal. Can't bring it. Imratza yavi bedamav shnayim. Wow. Now, what does he do? Redeem it. Take the money. If he wants, he could buy two animals for it. Two smaller animals. Okay. That's strange, because even though you donated one animal, and now you're saying, you could, from the one animal that he donated, or vowed, you could bring two. That means you donated a big one, and then you're bringing now something that is smaller.
Too small, should he?
That's what he's bringing. That's she. Ma'afagav da'avi gadol ve'vi katan. Even though you made a neder on gadol, now you're bringing katan. And we learned earlier, gadol katan is no good.
Right.
According to everybody. Mm-hmm. get big and then you bring small, everybody says no good. And here it's saying, it's okay. The Gemara, I'll tell you the answer. Gemara is going to ask this question and say, when it becomes blemished, all bets are off, your vow is considered nullified, and you can start again. Reset. In the other case, the guy vowed a big animal. He didn't bring anything in. So you have to bring a big animal. You can't bring a small animal. That's for sure. Here, you said that is ushur for Ola, and you designated and became blemished. Once it becomes blemished, you're off the hook for your neder. Meaning that you can change now. There's room for you to adjust.
So you bring a different animal altogether?
You can't bring this animal, got blemished.
Two small shurim. Has to be same brand, same type?
Even shows, you mean?
Yeah,
I want to make two rams, you mean?
Yeah.
Gemara is going to discuss that question. Excellent question. That's Gemara's question. How far can you change? Because you're right. Once you tell me the bet's off, right. So therefore bring two rams. Good. Shnei shivarim. Next case. Guy said, I'm bringing two oxen. Edu le'ola for ola. Venis ta'abu. They both became blemished. That's sayyavi bit behemechad. That's for sure. There you're going from 2 to 1. Not for sure, the truth is. Not for sure, because the two can be bigger. I agree, same hadush. Once it becomes blemished, you can bring even one. V'rabbi osir. But the B says no good. And the B's going to hold. You got to bring what you said.
Osir both cases?
Yes. The Gemara says it's all holding on both cases. Ayil ze'ola. Same case now. Ayil, a ram. For all that, it got blemished. Even at say you've been a mouth kibbis. If you want, to be even a small animal. Kibbis to Ola, Vinistaev, even at say you've been a mouth ayil, or vice versa. You said kibbis, it got blemished, you'll be an ayil. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef. The Gemara now comes along and says, Beha Amar Tresha. We learned on today's Mishnah, Shor Bimane. The Shor, let's say, you said you want to be a Mane. Remember the case we said, the guy said, I want to bring one shor that's worth a mane. And he ended up bringing two shors that each one worth a, that together were worth a mane. No good. Because you said each one is going to be a mane. That means basically when you say big, you can't bring small. And this Mishnah is saying, you donated a big animal, and got blemished, no problem, bring even two smaller ones. Well, what happened? When it gets a blemish, it is different. Which means your neder was on this animal. This shor zeh. Once it becomes blemish, that's it, you're off the hook. And therefore you don't have to make good. But what? You do have to redeem it. So you're stuck with the monies. It's not like you can just walk away. Bottom line, the animal can do shad it. So the redemption. So what do you do with the redemption money? Do whatever you want with it. Buy two oxen, and so on and so forth. Okay. Shnei shevarim. This is your question. Shnei shevarim elu ola v'nistavu. That's how you be mechad v'nabi osir. Same case. What happened? Guy, I want to make two for ola. They became blemished, so what does the Gemara Mishnah say? You can even bring one. And it be argues. By Tama, what's the reason of it to be? Mishum dehavile gadol. Vevi katan, which means because he holds the guy's original kavana was what gadol. Shnei shivrim is gadol, and Ender's bringing what katan. And what is Rabbi's opinion? Like we learned in today's Mishnah, Rabbi holds gadol katan, no good. Va'afalgav denistaev, and he doesn't make that difference of a blemish. He holds even if it becomes blemished, lechem tahila lo shari Rabbi. She's Rabbi holds even when it became blemished, we don't care. We want you to lechem tahila. Bring what you said you're going to bring. Understand the argument there? But the B's going to tell you, I don't care. You might. It became blemish, all that. But Bama, you pledged to bring two. Now you want to get out of it by saying, right. Well,
big one.
Sure, no. Yeah. This case is snitch about him.
Two to one.
So the two is bigger. So you guess that. In this case, it's bigger. So it comes along and says, no. Really, for the law, you don't have to. Because once it became blemished, I could do whatever I want. But he says, we don't want you to change your words so much. You said you're bringing two. Became blemished, redeem it and bring the same two. So the Gemara says, okay. So why doesn't it be arguing in the first case then? Why do you wake up to argue in the case of two and one? He should have argued also in the case of one and two. So the Gemara says, you're right. Rabbi Akula Milta Panik. He argues on every case in the Mishnah. The 1-2 case, the 2-1 case. He waited till the rabbis finished all their cases, and then at the end he gave him his argument. And Abiyo said, he waited to the end to give his opinion. I'll prove it to you. Diktani, it said in the Mishnah, Ayil zeh le'ola. V'nistaev, ratzah yabi bedamav keves. Keves zeh le'ola v'nistaev, ratzah yabi bedamav ayil. V'nabi osed. Which means, so you see clearly that the Rabbi is osed in this case as well. Even though it's a case where you're bringing a more hashuv animal. Which means the guy donated a kibbutz. And he then pledged it, got blemished. And what does he say to bring? He says, you still have to bring a kibbutz. The Rabbanan say you can bring an ayin.
Right.
Which is even a bigger one.
Right.
But the Rabbi argues. I mean, the Rabbi says, even to upgrade you can't. So you see, what does the Rabbi hold? That even to bring more, you cannot. Therefore, if you started off with two, if you start off with one, which is a smaller animal, the Rabbi will argue even that you're not allowed to bring two. Because the Rabbi argues both directions. From small to big, from big to small, even small to big. The Rabbi argues in both
sides.
Yeah, because Rabbanan say, you pledged to bring a kibbutz. It got blemished, you can even bring an ayil. Ayil's more. And the Rabbi argues on that. So you see, according to the B, even in a blemish case, you can't bring more than your pledge. His shita is, bring what you said. He don't want you to veer from the item. So similarly, just like he argued in that case, he'll argue in the case of 1-2. Where you pledged one, which is smaller, and then I want to bring a two. He'll argue in that case as well. Shema minah, that the B's argument, all the cases of the Mishnah.
Continue with the Gemara with 3 lines now. On Kufet Amud Bet, Ibaya Lehu, 3 lines after they get wide. We had a din in the Mishnah. If a person makes a neder, he says, "Hashor ze le'ola." I want to bring this shor as a korban ola. V'nistaev. What happened to the shor? It got blemished. So the din was, we learned in the Gemara, once it becomes blemished, all bets are off. The neder is really not. You're not bound to this neder anymore. Therefore, if you want to bring with the money that you use for the redemption, you can even bring shnayim. You can bring two shors. You can bring something else. You said you're bringing one shor, which is a big one. And now you say, you know what? Once it becomes blemished, you can even bring two shevarim. The Gemara said, what's the rationale? In the other Mishnah, we said, you can't go from big to small. But in this case, you can go from big to small, because since it was blemished, once the blemish is made, so therefore it's like the neder is really not on the person, and therefore he can change. So the Gemara is asking a question that was asked by one of the fellows in the shiur yesterday. How far could you change? Why do you say from one shor to two shors? Maybe I want to go from a shor, bring a ayil, bring a different even species. Once you tell me the neder is really off, so maybe I could go from mean to mean. That was the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, "By whom the mina the mina mai? From one mean to another mean. What's the din?" So Tashema shor ze leola benistaav. Shor ze is for ola and became blemished. Lo yabi bedamav ayil. Oh, you cannot bring bedamav one ayil because one ayil is too small. And to go from a shor to an ayil, you're going from very big to very small. That's too far away from what he originally pledged. Avan, mevi bedamav shne elim. Oh, but you see clearly, he can bring shne elim. He can bring two elim. So right away we see he can go from one species to another species. But Rabbi said, lefi she'en bila. Rabbi says, no, you cannot bring from one to another, because if you're going to bring, let's say, two ayils, you have to bring two menachot in two different kelim. En bila, you cannot mix the two menachot. And therefore, it's not going to look like you're replacing your original, because your original was one. And now you're bringing two. And since you cannot mix the two menachot together, they have to come in a separate keli. So therefore, it doesn't look like the korban that you originally pledged. Because you pledged the korban that's in one keli. One shor, one menacha. Now you're bringing it with two items, two elim, which is two separate menachot. So therefore, it doesn't look like the same. But what do you see in this variety over here? This is according to Hachamim. That you're able to go from one mean to another mean. Let's read Rashi. Rashi says, "Mimina limina mai." It's one third of the way down. מינה למינה מאי שור זה עולה ונסתאב מהו שיביא בדמיו שני אלים לא יביא בדמיו עיל דקטן הוא יותר מדי it's too small one עיל אבל יביא בדמיו שני אלים אמא ממינה למינה שערה we see from one species to another species it's מותר next שיטה לפי שאין דילה שצריך להביא מהם שני מנחות בשתי כלים ואין יכול לארבע מכל אחד הלכך לא מחזיק כי יהוד נדרו זה נדר it doesn't look like the neder that he pledged מי דדבאי מנחתו בכלי אחד because he made a neder to bring a menacha in one keli וכמייתי בשני כלים כסקדתך דעילת משום המנחות לא אכפתן הקורבנות נדר אחד ומייתי טרן which is even according to this opinion it's only a technical issue of bila but it says like even according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi It would be permissible to go from one species to another species. Were it not for the issue of Bilam mixing up the Menachot, it would be permissible. So what do we see from over here? The Gemara says, Shema Mina, proof positive that you can go from one species to another. Iache. The Gemara says, if that's the case, my idiotre. Why does it say, if you pledge to bring one short, you bring two Elim, why two? Afilu had nameh. Even one should be enough. Deha benistaev. When we're talking about a case where it became blemished, lerabanan lo shani lehu ben gadol lekatan. We learned already that there's no difference between going from big to small in a case of a blemish. And therefore, why not bring even one? You tell me you could change from species to species. So why did the Braita say, you pledge the short, it got blemished, you can bring two ayils. Why two ayils? Even bring one ayil. And don't tell me, well, you're going from big to small. Rabbis hold, when it becomes blemished, all bets are off. The neder is off. Therefore you can even go big to small. So the Gemara says, you're right. Tere tanae, Valibad Rabbanan. There are actually two opinions on what the Rabbanan hold. One opinion will hold, like Amishnah, that you can even go big to small, and there's no problem in a case of blemish. But the other Braita holds, no. The rabbis didn't go so far. That, when it becomes blemish, they're going to say that lechatechilah, we don't want you to go from big to small, even in the case of blemish. So then one chief will say, no problem. And one will say, no, lechatechilah, do not. So there are two opinions in what the Rabbanan are going to hold. Let's just see. Rashi treta nae diika disvir da afilu benistaev asir rabbanan begadol vevi katan nekatahila. Yeah, this is shita that says that even in the staev where it became blemished, you shouldn't bring it nekatahila going from big to small. Rabbi osir. Rabbi said osir efishe en bila. Rabbi's logic why he said it was asur is because en bila you cannot mix two menachot together. That's what you heard Rabbi said. Rabbi said the guy pledged to bring a shul. So he says, do not bring two ayils. Why? Because the two ayils, the two menachot, are going to have to come in two separate kelim. You can't mix them together, so it's not going to look like the original pledge that you made, because you pledged to bring one mincha in one kelim. And now you're bringing two animals with two menachot in separate kelim. Two disparate to what you pledged, therefore don't bring it. So Rabbanan says, Tama de en bila. It's a technical problem, only because you cannot mix the menachot together. Ha yesh bila, but if you were able to mix the menachot together, shari. Sounds like it'll be okay. What do you mean? Vatinan ayil ze le'ola. A guy says, this ayil is for ola. V'nista'av and it became blemished. Ratzai yavi bedamav kivis. If he wants, he can switch it from an ayil, he can bring a kevis. Or the other way, kevis ze le'ola. He pledges a kevis for an ola. V'nista'av yavi bedamav ayil. You can go the other way, bring an ayil. V'rabi osir. Rabbi comes along and says, it is indeed asud. Even though you're bringing one mincha. So according to the mean, you're not allowed to go from species to species, from mean to mean, even in the case where you're bringing one. But it was mashma before, the whole reason because you can't mix the minachot. Mashma, that if it wasn't an issue of mixing minachot, it'd be okay. But the Rabbi says over here, it's asud, regardless. So comes the Gemara and says, Tere Tanaeh, Valibad Rabbi. Also, there's two Tanaim in the Rabbi's opinion. One opinion is going to say, you can go in one, if there's one Minha, you can go from one species to another species. The only issue that had in the other Braita was because you were bringing two. Two is a problem because it's two Minachot. But to go from one to one, even a different species, even the Rabbi will agree. And this Braita is going to hold? No. Even to go from species to species is going to be Asur, even if you bring one to one. It's machloket in what the bee holds. We finished the braita. Now let's say you have behemoth that were Teorim. No mum fell into it. You pledged. It's tahor. Nothing happened to it. So, egel, vevi. Let's say you pledged to bring an egel. And then what happened? Vevi par. Instead of bringing the egel, you bought a bigger animal instead. You bought the par in instead. Keves, or you pledged to bring a keves. And what happened? Vevi ayil. So the deen is like this. It's okay. Even though there's no blemish at all. This is a new case we had over here. So who must that be going like? That must be going like the opinion that we learned previously in the Mishnah that says that you're allowed to go from small to big. Who's that opinion that says you can go from small to big? Stamak Rabbanan. That must be going like the Rabbanan's opinion that says you can go from small to big. Because in the big, they're small. So if, even if I pledge an egel, I can bring a par. Even if nothing got blemished. Because in the pond there's an egel. If I pledge to bring a kibbutz, I can bring an ayin. An ayin is bigger than a kibbutz. So therefore, that last part of the b'naita must be going like the shita of the Rabbanan. Amar Rav Menashe Abar Zavid Amar Rav Loshanu Ela De Amar Shor Ze Le'ola. Oh, that which we said in the Mishnah, that you said Shor Ze Le'ola, and it became blemish. So he said, oh, the nedir is off. If he wants to even bring two, he redeems it. Takes the money, he can even bring two. Doesn't have to be exact. That's because he said shor ze le'ola. This shor is for an ola. Aval, amar shor ze alai ola? Hukba. But if he said the word alai, it's on me to bring an ola. Now, I don't care what happened to this korban. It became blemished, you got to bring another one. Alai, alai is on you. Therefore, it's on you as a neder. Therefore, you have to make good on that pledge. The word alai will change the deen. So, who told you the word alai means that? V'dilma alai lavi oka amar. Maybe alai, when it says shor ze alai, meaning it's on me to bring it to Yerushalayim, to the Beit HaMikdash, to go up, to do all the... Maybe alai doesn't mean it's on me as a neder like. Maybe when it says shor ze alai, it means that he has to go up and deal with it to Yerushalayim to bring it. But not that he's accepting upon himself responsibility that if it gets lost, that he has to replace it. You want to say unblemished. Ela itmar, achi itmar. Amar Rav Menashe, Amar Zavid, Amar Rav, lo shanu ela damar shor ze ola. Iname amar shor ze alai ola. In both those cases, he has no responsibility. If it got blemished, he can take the money and buy whatever he wants. Aval amar shor ze vedamav alai ola hukba. But if he says this shor, or the money that comes from this shor, meaning if it becomes blemished, and now I have to redeem it for money, it's for me an ola, then hukba, then it's standard, then it's already hukba, meaning you have no choice, then you must bring a ola. Look at Rashi, Rashi will say, vidilma alai lehavi, the Rashi, right before the Mishnah, vidilma alai lehavi leze ola kamar, maybe all he meant to say is, yeah, I have to bring an ola, not that it's on me with responsibility, v'kevan nista'av, azal l'nidre, and since it became blemished, finish, he doesn't have to bring anything. Shor ze le damav im nistay mukbal le ola echad de lo maiti bet olot lo yatsa aval ilo amar alai yatsa ki ke David le deinu chayav ba'aretz. You have to say two things. Shor ze alai, which means damav, now the shor, but the money is alai to bring as a korban ola. Comes the next mishnah haomer echad. Oh, the interesting case haomer echad mekevasai hegdesh. Guy has a whole flock of sheep in his backyard. He says one of my flock is going to be hegdesh. But he didn't say which one. The ehad meshivarai hegdesh, or one of my oxen are going to be hegdesh. Vayulo shnayim. Okay, let's say he had two. Which one of the two becomes hegdesh? Hagadol shevahem hegdesh. The bigger one, hegdesh has the advantage. Hegdesh gets the bigger of the two. Shilosha binoni hegdesh. That is a contradiction. If you have three animals, then the middle one becomes Hikdesh. So the Gemara will have to analyze. You just told me Hikdesh gets the bigger one. Now when you have three, you tell me Hikdesh gets the middle one. That has to be squared off. What's the explanation? Continue. Pirashti says, I designated one of these items, one of these animals for Hikdesh. Ve'eni yodeya ma pirashti. I don't know which one I designated. Meaning, the first case was, Tom, one of them should be. He didn't say anything. One of them should be. Here he's saying, no, I designated one of them. But I forgot which one I designated. So in that case, Oshe Amali Abba. Let's say, says his father told him before he died, that one of my oxen or one of my sheep in my herd is Kodesh. His father told before he died, not his father died, before telling the kid which one. Now the kid doesn't know which one. Did we any yodeya ma? But I don't know which one. Hagadol shebehem ikdesh. Same law. The bigger one in the group becomes Hekdesh. You could assume. Even more than you could assume. You could assume that the father made the biggest one Hekdesh. You could assume that he made an Hekdesh as well. And therefore, it has the law. Let's read the Rashi first. Let's read the Rashi. Read the Rashi. Manitim. Echad mekibasai Hekdesh lamizbeyah. בנוני שואן הקדש מפרש בגמרא פירשתי איזמן ולא ידעתי איזה או שמה לי אבא בשעה מיטתו אחד משברה יפרשתי להקדש ואני יודע לאיזה מהם הקדוש מהקדש ומסתמה מוטב שבהם הקדיש you could assume that he doesn't have the biggest one the most significant why תכתיב מבחר נדרכם because when it comes to giving a neder or a nedava it says מבחר מבחר means what? The choice so we can assume it was the choice now the Gemara analyzes Alma what do you, can you learn from our Mishnah Magdish Be'ayin Yafa Magdish here we learn a rule that when somebody's Magdish something he's Magdish Be'ayin Yafa with a generous eye which means he's giving the most Hashuv item that's why you can assume when he says one of my items are Kadosh you give the biggest one Ema Sefa but it says Nesefa Shilosha if there were three in the herd Benoni Shebahem Magdish the middle one is Hekdesh. Why the middle? Alma Magdish Ba'ain Ra'a Magdish. If you're saying the middle one is Hekdesh, that means the rule is that when you make something Hekdesh, you do it with a stingy eye. So make up your mind. Do you donate with a generous eye or donate with a stingy eye? Amar Shemoesh. What says the Hadush here? Hoshishim Af LeBenoni Telegabe Katan Ayin Yafahu. When he said Benoni, he meant also Benoni. That for sure the biggest one in the group, you have to treat like this. But you know what? The middle one is bigger compared to the third one. So that was also considered Gadol. So therefore you have two Gadols here. You have the Gadol Shebe Gadolim, and then you have the middle one which is Gadol in respect to the Katan. So therefore we have a Safek now. Which Gadol did he mean? Is the Gadol the first one? Or is the Gadol the second one? Then we have the Hoshesh. And therefore both of them are going to become Kodesh. Now wait, he only said he's bringing one. How are you bringing two? Let's give us the next question. Hechi Avid. How are you going to bring it? Which means you wanna get the kiddusha off of it somehow. So Gemara says, Amar bihaya barabamtino achiumam. Wait for the middle one to become blemished to mehalel kiddushate begadol. And then be mehalel the kiddusha of the middle one on the gadol. And therefore you bring the big one in the end. Not before you do this process. Because now Mimanashach, if you were supposed to bring the middle one, and it was Kadosh, so you redeemed it. You redeemed the middle one, the Kadosh one, you put the Kadosh out, the middle one, on the first one. And if you weren't supposed to bring the middle one, it's a big deal. It was never Kadosh in the first place. You bring in the big one anyway. So therefore, Mimanashach, you're going to be able to bring the big one, but not until you do this process. Read the Rashi. Read the meat. No.
What if the big one?
I don't know yet. I'm reading the Rashi. The Rashi says, Hoshishin af lebenoni. Look at Rashi. First Rashi in the Gemara. Dechevan de amar echad mehen ekdesh velo yada'na ahiminayu. I don't know which one. Hai ekdesh I agadol o abenoni. Why? Dehavi ayin yafa lekebe katan. The benoni is ayin yafa in respect to the katan. Hilka katarvayu hayin. The kiddusha goes on both of them. Umiyu lo karev the mizbeach and achad minayu, but you're only bringing one because you only designated one for the mizbeach. But heka damat pirashti leka zukad vaday gadol pirashti. If he said pirashti, I beferus said one. Then for sure we have no doubt he meant the first one. He meant the gadol. But in this case over here, he just said one of them. Oh, one of them. So that means ayin yafa. But which ayin yafa? Ayin yafa, the real ayin yafa or the relative ayin yafa? Heki avid. The mishtelelu habinayu. How are you going to matir one of them? It says umachelik kedushate begadol. Do imanashach. Iya benoni chad v'lav begadol. If the kedusha went on the middle one and not on the gadol, harezin istaim. It got blemished anyway. V'chadelo begadol. V'ya gadol chal meikara. So benoni chonim meikara. And if originally the gadol was the kadosh one, so the middle one had kedusha v'chlal. Therefore the whole thing was not necessary. So imanashach, you're able to solve the problem. However, Rav Nachman has a different answer. Rav Nachman says like this. What if there is a restriction? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba, Barabu, Lo Shanu, Ela Damar Echad B'Shevarai Hekdesh. Amar Damar Shor B'Shevarai Hekdesh. Hagadol Shevim Hekdesh. Torah B'Torah Ka'amar. Which means, when do we say you have to choshesh even about the Benoni? When he says Echad B'Shevarai, one of my shores. But if he says Shor B'Shevarai. That means the one. That means Tor Shebetorai. That means the main one. No ksafik. And everybody will agree. Tor b'torai means shore b'shorai. The shore of the shore. The main shore that I have. Then everybody will agree that it's the best one. Ini, what are you talking about? We have a contradiction. V'amar Rav Huna bar Chaya mishved du'ola. Case. This is a business case. Ha'omer l'chaviro. Bayit b'beti ani mochel lecha. I'm selling you the house of the houses. I'm selling you. Mar'ehu aliyah. It sounds like he could show him the aliyah, the attic, the second floor. Lav mishum dikhriya. Must be that the attic is garua. Which is even when a guy says, bayit shebebeti, where normally we say, when it comes to animals, oh, that's the most hashuv one. But when it comes to bayit, the house, the guy said, bayit bebeti. And what do we sell? You sell him. You can even show him the aliyah. Aliyah is the second floor. That's not the mishubah. Oh, hey, that's the Gemara's answer is going to be. But the first Gemara's answer is, la, me'uleh shebebatim. When it said you show him the aliyah, aliyah doesn't mean the second floor. Aliyah means me'uleh. Me'uleh meaning the choice. You have to show him the choice house. So there's no contradiction. Hikdesh and business and real estate follow the same laws. Just like when you say shor shebeshivari means the best shor, bayit shebeti means the best one. Whatever you show him the aliyah, perush aliyah, me'uleh. Metive, we have a question mark. Shor b'shivarai hekdesh. V'chen, the guy says shor b'shivarai hekdesh. The shore of the shores should be hekdesh. Not only that, v'chen, similarly, shor shel hekdesh to tarim b'harim. You have a shor of hekdesh, got mixed up in the bunch of other ones. Hagadol shebahem hekdesh. So therefore the rule is, you take the gadol, that's hekdesh, v'chulam, all the other ones, yimachru litzurche olot. All the other ones are sefek, which means you take the big one and you take the fight as a ola, as a, for ola. But all the rest of them, what do? Misafek, maybe they have kedushat ola. So therefore, what do you have to do? Yimachru, sell them letzurche olot, sell them to people that need to bring a korban ola, and therefore an udmehem cholim. In this case, the money is cholim. So what do you see from over here? You see over here that what? That there's a sefek, imekdesh or no. You just told me that when you say shor shebeshivarai, for sure the main one is the ekdesh. Now you say, no, it's not the main one, we have a second all of them. Od pam, you told me above, when a guy says shor shebeshivarai, ekdesh. Which one is ekdesh? The main one, the big one. Now you say, not like that. Shor shebeshivarai, ekdesh. So, then the main one gives us an ola, and the rest of them sefek, sell it to people that need. Korban Ola, what do some people want? I thought when you said Shorbashivarai, it's automatic the biggest one. Now you're telling me you gotta deal with all of them. So the Gemara says, Targuma Ashur Shilikdish Tarid Bahirim. Says, hey, there were two cases in that Braita. So the case that we said that you have to worry about all of them in Safek is not the case of Shor Shibashivarai. It's the case of where one shore got mixed up, shore like this got mixed up in all the other ones. Got mixed up in Cholin. Oh, in that case, you have a safek on all of them. Which is the law that we said in that bright that was going on one case. It was not going back on both cases. The Gemara says, Ve'ah chen ka'amar. It says in the bright, Ve'chen. Ve'chen means, and so too. Mashma is the same deen going back on both cases. The Gemara says, Targema agadol. Now, the Ve'chen is going back, these two cases have a similarity. That in both cases, whether you said shor shebeshivarai, or you have a case of a shor of ekdesh that got mixed up amongst the cholin, they're similar in the sense that they all agree the gadol is ekdesh. But there'll be a difference to gabe the rest of the flock. In the case where you said shor shebeshivarai, the rest of the flock is nothing, you don't have to worry about it at all. But in the case where one shor of ekdesh got mixed up in cholin, not only is the big one, kadosh of ola, the rest of the one you have to deal with sefek and sell it as a korban ola. So then we answered it. We answered it. Gemara says, we have a question, however. Bayit bebeti. Ani mochelek. I'm selling you my house. Nafu, now watch. Venafal. All of a sudden, one of his houses fell. Mar'ehu nafud. He can come and tell him, by the way, that was the house that I sold you. Your house just fell. Mahila. And that's it, he's stuck. Not only that, Eved ba'abadai ani mochelach. I'm selling you the Eved of the Abadim. Umet. And one of his Abadim died. Mar'ehu umet. You go to the buyer, you say, that was the one that I sold you. Now, ve'amai. Why are you saying that's automatic? Lehazeh heden nafal, heden met. Look which one died. If you're telling me Bayit Shebebatim is the best one, why is it automatic that the seller could tell the buyer, oh, that's the one that died? No. Check which one died. If it's the best one, fine. But if it's not the best one, then why can he tell him that? So Gemara says, the answer that was mentioned, there's a big difference between Hikdash and business and real estate. Which means like this, Lokeyaka Amart. You're comparing against a Lokeyaka when there's a buyer or a seller? Shali Lokeyach. The guy that's buying is different. Diyad Bala Shetar Ala Tahtona. The guy that's holding the shtar is on the bottom. He doesn't have rights. Because nothing was specific over here. All it says is, Bayit Shebevatim. Now, you want to take my best house. Based on this shtar, we have a general principle of business. Hamotzim Havero. You want to say based on this, what does the star say? It doesn't say, I have the best house. It says, Bayichim. So prove to me that Bayichim and Matin is the best house. I could come along and say, that was your house that dilapidated. And therefore, you can't bring me an ayah. Really, I'll tell you, when it comes to buying and selling, Bayichim and Matin does not mean the best. It can, the yad, but when it comes to Hikdash, when the guy comes along and says that I'm making one of my shor shibishimarai hekdesh, then we say no, hamagdish ba'ayin yafa magdish. That's a principle. Hamagdish ba'ayin yafa magdish, and therefore, because it says mifhar, so therefore we give the best one. But in business, there's no din that when I say ba'ayin shibatim, I meant to tell you I'm giving you the, what? There's a rule in business. I sell you the best house? No. I sell you the house unless I say explicitly. Prove to me that I was giving you the best house. So the Gemara says, "Hashda dati dahaki." Once you're giving me this understanding, "Afidu tema aliyad digriya yad balashtar al tahtona." Now we can go back to and understand that other case. Remember, we said a guy sells his friend bayit shebebatim. So what do we say? You can show him the aliyah. So we said, "Oh, aliyah means meula, the best." No, now you can explain aliyah really means
the worst,
the attic. Because you can give him the worst. Because since he's only holding a shtar and he wants to take something out of you, therefore in that case you can even show him the aliyah. But when it comes to Hikdash, then we say that a guy does it by yafa, and therefore shor b'shivarai, you have to give the best shor to the Hikdash. Look at Rashi on the first, on the Amud Bishon, second line Rashi, Baal Ashtar. Kigon haylo kayah, shema b'shtar mechira. He's coming with his paper. Hey, you sold me a house. Yado ala tahtona. He's on the low, meaning he has a disadvantage. Why? You want to take stuff out of me? The burden of proof is on you. Because the seller is holding the houses. You want to take the houses away from me based on a shtar? But by Hikdash, when he says, that's what he said. And it's much that a person does ba'ayin yafa, therefore the biggest one is going to be.